I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your soundcheck. Here in Austin, it seems like South by Southwest gets bigger every year. Well, as it turns out, the number of musical acts playing this year is less than usual. As entertainment website Austin 360 reports, the number of bands headed to Austin is somewhere around the number of 2,100. But last year, the number was almost 2,300. But festival manager James Miner says he's not worried. Miner says the festival is trying to use fewer venues this year and tighten their programming. But there's still no doubt the music portion has vastly grown in the past 10 years. The number of bands that played just a decade ago? About 1,300. It may be time to say goodbye to one beloved Austin Live music venue and coffee house. Flipnotic says they plan to close on March 24th. It's been around since 1992, and while it's changed owners a few times, it's been a hotspot for local coffee lovers and home for Austin singer-songwriters to share their music. As the Austin Chronicle reports, there seems to be some confusion as the reason behind the closure, with the management citing a lease disagreement and the owners claiming no knowledge of the departure. The Austin Food and Wine Festival's lineup has been announced. The last weekend of April, a who's who of Austin foodies will take over Butler and Republic Square Parks. You can see the full lineup of food and drink delights on the festival website. But of course, there's going to be live music. Playing this year's fest, DJ Mel, the soulful J.C. Brooks, and the disco orchestra, Escort. With the Austin Music Experience, I'm Tyler Pratt.